For this Tuesday, November 12th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Hottie Shriners announced that they are providing free Hottie Shrine Circus Exchange tickets to immediate family members of our local active military personnel. It will happen tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the evening in the Hottie Temple parking lot, which is located at 6 Walnut Street in downtown Evansville. Exchange tickets are available to tri-state military personnel from all branches of the service, including the National Guard, who are on active duty, currently deployed, or return from overseas duty within the last 6 months. Tickets are also available to military spouses and children and other family members currently living in the same household. Recipients must show appropriate family military ID to qualify. These free exchange tickets have a $27 value and must be exchanged for a reserved seat ticket for any of the 8 performances at Ford Center or Hottie Shrine Circus ticket offices. The Hottie Shrine Circus returns to Ford Center on Thanksgiving Day and runs through Sunday, December 1st, with a total of 8 showtimes. The full schedule can be found at HottieShrineCircus.com. University of Evansville men's basketball and women's basketball each had one of their freshman players recognized by the Missouri Valley Conference office after a strong start to the season last week. Purple Aces men's basketball guard Gabriel Pozzato has been named MVC Freshman of the Week after he averaged 23 points per game in the first 2 games last week. He shot 62% from the field and made 5 three-pointers over the course of the first 2 games. In last week's season opener at North Texas, Pozzato scored 28 points. His debut game was the best for a freshman in the Missouri Valley Conference in at least 20 years and was Evansville's top debut game in the D1 era. His 28-point game surpassed Marty Simmons' debut game at UE back in 1986, where Simmons scored 27 points. That also marked the debut of Scott Hafner, who recorded 26 points in the contest. Pozzato's point total was the most by an Evansville freshman since Colt Ryan scored 31 points at Creighton back in 2010. The Purple Aces men's basketball team, who is 1-1 overall, will play Middle Tennessee tomorrow evening at 6:30. Purple Aces women's basketball freshman guard Cameron Runner was also named Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Week. Through her first 2 games, Runner is averaging 17.5 points per game and 5.5 rebounds per contest. UE and Runner return to action on Thursday evening at home. Evansville, who sits at 1-1 of the season, will welcome Southeast Missouri to Meeks Family Fieldhouse for a 6 p.m. tip on Thursday. USI men's basketball lost on the road last night at Marshall 77-63. Damani Harrison had 20 points for the Screaming Eagles. Sam Cody added 16 points and Stephen Olawani collected a double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds. USI is now 0-3 to start the year. They will play at Bellarmine tomorrow night at 5:30. USI women's basketball plays this morning at 11 o'clock at Murray State. The Lady Eagles have split their first 2 games of the season with a win at home over Brescia and a loss at Louisville this past Friday. Tonight in men's college basketball, 23rd-ranked Kentucky plays 7th-ranked Duke in a neutral site game in Atlanta, Georgia at 8 p.m. The Cats are 2-0 on the young season. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, November 12th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.